Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was listening to an interview with Kurt Warner, the former NFL quarterback, member of the NFL Hall of Fame, winner of the 2008 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, as he talked about some of the challenges and some of the struggles that he faced on his way to and in his professional career. And near the end of the program, near the end of the interview, the interviewer asked Kurt something to this effect. He said, if you could go back and tell a young, struggling Kurt Warner one thing, what would it be? And Kurt said that he would tell his younger self to continue to follow your dream and to chase your passion. Mercy Me, the Christian band, has a song entitled Dear Younger Me, in which they sing about what advice they would give to their younger selves if they had that opportunity. What would they say to the younger selves to help that young self navigate the tumultuous journey of growing up that they were about to face? Have you ever thought about that? What you might say to your younger self to help you make the most out of this very short life, if you had that opportunity to go back and tell yourself something? I've thought about that. Actually, I've thought about it quite a bit. And I think today's memory text, the last in our sermon series, might be the summation, the culmination, and the exclamation of any and everything that I might say to my young self. It's from Proverbs 3. It's part of the words of advice given by the wise King Solomon to his young student, his young protege. Words to guide this young man towards a purposeful and a prosperous life. And thus Solomon wrote this sage life advice. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I think we would be hard-pressed to give our younger selves any better advice than that, or to give our children or our grandchildren any better life advice than that, or dare I say, even to give our current selves any better life advice than that. King Solomon, you know, is known as the wisest man who ever lived, of course, except for Jesus. And besides writing the book of Proverbs, he also wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, in which throughout the book he searched for, or he records his search for that which might give meaning and purpose to life. And he searched in wisdom and in pleasure, and in work, and in wealth, in accomplishments, and you name it. But in the end, he came to this conclusion that all of it was vanity. It was a mere chasing after the wind. Because the same fate awaits those who have all these things and those who don't have any of these things. And so the final conclusion that wise King Solomon came to as to where meaning and where purpose in life is to be found is in relation to God. He said, and he closed the book, he says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And thus the best advice you could ever give to yourself or to anyone else at any stage of life is the admonition and the encouragement to trust in God, to lean on God and get to know God. Do those things and God will make your paths straight, which means that God will direct your life and he will get you to where he wants you to be. In the book of Isaiah, we read a prophecy about the coming of the Christ. It's a prophecy that tells about the work of John the Baptist. And this is what Isaiah wrote. A voice of one calling, in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And so it was that as a king prepared to go on a journey, there would be a work crew sent on ahead of him, sometimes a year or two in advance even, to make sure that the road was in good condition. You know, clearing out all the debris, filling in the potholes, getting rid of the boulders and the rocks that are in the road, to make sure that the king's journey would be as smooth and as uneventful as possible. That act of smoothing out the road was called making the way straight. And so it is with us also as we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. As we lean on him and not on our own wisdom or our own understanding. As we acknowledge him, as we look to him in all things that we do, he will make our path straight. He'll smooth out our journey. He'll make sure that we get to where he wants us to be. We may not deserve such royal treatment. And indeed, because of our sin, we don't. But God gives it to us regardless on account of his son, Jesus. It's because of Jesus' death on the cross, his resurrection from the grave, because of our baptism into Jesus' death and resurrection, that God has forgiven us of our sins, and he has also adopted us to be his children. You are now, by God's grace, royalty. For you are a child of the King. And thus, as we live in faith under the umbrella of God's grace, we live as heirs of his heavenly kingdom. And we also live under the protective care and the guidance of his watchful eye. If I were standing before you as your pastor on my final Sunday here, as if I was leaving to go serve somewhere else, or if I was on my deathbed talking to my children for the very last time, I'm not sure that I could come up with any better last words than that of our text today. A good life, a meaningful life, a life that is worth living, starts and ends by trusting in God, leaning on God, and getting to know God. He is the author of life, and he is the author of our life. And thus, there is no meaningful life that can be lived apart from him. No matter what situation in life we find ourselves in, positive or negative, happy or sad, comforting or frightening, empowering or destructive, the exhortation of Proverbs 3 is the way that we should approach it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory now and forever. Amen.